It's time now for our fortnightly RNIB Connect Voices roundup. And joining me this week is RNIB's National Involvement Coordinator, Charlotte Jones. How are you doing today, Charlotte?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
I'm all right. It seems strange talking to you monthly instead of fortnightly.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? But it's nice to have some different voices on, I guess.
Definitely. We're going to start today. We've got some results from the recent Tech Talk survey.
We have, yes. So some of our listeners might remember in our previous Connect Voices radio update that we shared some information about a survey that our Technology for Life team were running to find out what listeners thought about RNIB's Tech Talk radio show. So it was a popular survey. We had 74 people take part. And we just want to say a huge thank you to everyone that did take the time to fill in the survey, and that your answers will be very helpful in planning ways that we can promote the Tech Talk show and help to grow its listenership. And we are thinking about how the Technology for Life team can work more closely with the Tech Talk radio show, and how clips from Tech Talk can also be added into the technology pages of the website to bring the best bits to a wider audience. So do look out for those.
You were asking me about it before, and I'm saying it's arguably the most popular show on RNIB Connect Radio. So what did the answers reveal?
They revealed that 81% of you are dedicated listeners who tune into the Tech Talk show every week, which is great. And also that 63% of you love technology and you love to know what's new, and that's really important to you. And I think I probably agree with that as well. And there's an even split of people, 41% who listen to the Tech Talk podcast and 41% who listen to Tech Talk on Amazon's Alexa. And the rest of you tune into Freeview Channel 730 to hear the show. And finally, they revealed that 72% of you said that the thing that you value most about the Tech Talk show is that the presenters have sight loss too, so they really understand your needs.
Yeah, that's really important, the presenter. So that's interesting. Now, next is a chance to take part in a survey about returning to live theatre performances.
Yes, it seems like theatre performances is, you know, something that people are thinking about more recently as restrictions lift. So we've been contacted by the Birds of Paradise Theatre Company, and they're conducting a survey to discover the attitudes of disabled people about returning to live performance.
And why are they getting in touch then, Charlotte?
Yes, so as the pandemic continues, the performing arts industry is beginning to ask questions about how it can safely reopen for its audiences, but also planning for this does not always take into account the considerations of disabled audiences. So they understand that disabled audiences have been disproportionately affected by the pandemic, and that many disabled people have legitimate reasons about returning to public spaces. So these concerns could include having adequate social distancing measures in place, the potential for physical contact. So, for example, a visually impaired person might require being guided to their seat to watch the performance. And also there's an increased concern that accessible toilets are being used as a spillover from the non-accessible toilets.
And so why are they looking for blind and partially sighted people to contribute?
Yes, so they want to better understand the concerns of disabled people so that they can communicate these concerns directly to organisations while they're in the process of establishing what actions that they will take to enable their spaces to open up safely. So they would like to capture your thoughts in their short survey, especially around what you would like theatre venues to consider in order for you to feel safe enough to return.
And how do people get involved then?
Yes. So if you're interested in taking part, you can find the survey online by going to www.boptheatre.co.uk and search for the Disabled Audience Survey, which should be on the website. But you can also email the team at all@boptheatre.co.uk and they can email you the survey directly. And the deadline to complete the survey is Thursday, October the 1st.
The last one today is a chance to get involved in a consultation being held by the General Optical Council, the GOC.
Yes, so the General Optical Council is the regulator for all optometrists and dispensing opticians in the UK, and its purpose is to protect the public. And one of the ways that it does this is by setting the standards for optical education and training, performance and conduct.
And why are they running a consultation in the first place?
Yes, so the consultation actually forms part of its education strategic review, which was introduced in 2016 to review and make recommendations on how the system of optical education and training should evolve to ensure that future eye care professionals are well equipped to carry out the roles that they will be expected to perform in the future. They are seeking views from people with sight loss on the council's proposals to update its education and training requirements for optometrists and dispensing opticians. Your views will be valuable and important in helping to shape the future of optical education.
Yeah, so if anyone interested in that one, Charlotte, how did you get involved?
So to get involved, please visit their website, which is www.consultation.optical.org. And you can search for the consultation hub to find all the details about the consultation. If you need any further help with finding that information, then please do email involvement@rnib.org.uk and the team can send you a direct link. And the consultation will close at 5 p.m. on the 19th of October.
Charlotte, thanks as always for sharing those opportunities with us and the results of the Tech Talk survey. RNIB's National Involvement Coordinator, Charlotte Jones, thanks for your time today on RNIB Connect Radio.
Yes, speak soon.